Go with me, if you would, to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2, and let's begin reading in verse 1. Paul said, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Our text is stopping at verse 8, but I couldn't help but read verse 9. Paul said, I just so greatly joy beholding your order and your steadfastness in Christ. Our subject tonight is going to come from verse 6, which says, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." As you have received him. The way that you received him. Just stay right there. Just stay right there. The Apostle Paul, he was truly a man to give thanks for. You know, all men are flesh. I acknowledge that. But the Lord used him to be a great blessing to the church. And he is a great blessing. Because he said, "You follow me as I follow Christ." And that's what he points us to. And he, as we said Wednesday night, he loved the people he preached to. And he was encouraged by God's people. And he said, "It does my heart so much good to see your steadfastness in following Christ." You all were just here. Why'd you come back? You did this already. Why are we here again? We're following Christ. We're following Christ. We're not here out of duty. We're not here because we have to be. We are following the Lord Jesus Christ. We're worshiping him. And Paul said, "It does my heart so much good. It brings so much joy to me to see what God has done in his people. The steadfastness." If God the Father puts a heart in us for steadfastness, then we will be steadfast. And if he doesn't, we won't. He gets the glory for it. But does it not do your heart so much good to see the work of God in his people? Paul said, "Don't move from this place. Just stay right where you are. Just walk in that." He said, "Walk ye in him." That word walk means live. That's what it means. Live in him. Just abide right there. You just stay and live right there. So many people believe that salvation is a progression. It's not. It's just not. We get so upset with ourselves because we think, you know, I'm still the same old rotten, miserable self I was last year and the year before that and 10 years before that. And why do I not see this progression in my flesh? Salvation is not a progression in the flesh. The scriptures exhort us for our scripture reading. We just read good things. Put off anger. I want to do that. I want to stop getting angry. Put off all these things. Put on the new man. I want to do that too. But salvation itself, I mean our hope, the foundation of our hope, what makes us justified before God, it is not a progression. I have not grown one bit in being my earthly father's son. I belong to him. I did belong to him as his son. I have not grown in that. I have not grown in being a member of his family. After 45 years, I am not one bit more his son than the day I was, than I was the day I was born, 9 months before I was born. Nothing has changed in that regard, nothing. I have grown in height. I have grown in knowledge. I want to hope and believe I have grown in maturity. But I have not grown in being his son. I have not grown in that. If I did not grow in height, I would still be his son. If I was just as immature as I was as a teenager, I'd still be his son. God's people grow in grace. They grow in faith. The disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. Cause us to look to you more. Wouldn't you want to look to him more? Allow me to trust you more. God's people grow in love. They grow in spiritual maturity, but they don't grow in belonging to him. We don't become more saved. When salvation comes to God's people, they're saved. They're saved. And that's what their hope is built on. It's not built on what I see myself doing and growing in. My hope is built on nothing less than the Lord Jesus Christ's blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly, that means completely lean on the Lord Jesus Christ's name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Paul said, stay right there. Don't move. Live right there. Don't ever leave that. Don't ever let your hope be drawn away and look for something else beside or something else in addition to Christ alone. Christ alone. Verse 6, he said, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. If God keeps us right there, we have much to give thanks for. If God keeps us right here, we have much to give thanks for. Now he said, as you have received Christ, so walk ye in him. As you received Christ, stay right there. Live right there. Abide right there. How have we received Christ? Before we find the answer to that, let's notice that the word is received, not accepted. It does not say, as you have accepted Christ. Us accepting Christ is not in the Scripture. That's not in the Scripture. People say, well, now you have to accept Him. If you want to be saved, you're going to have to accept Him. That's not so. Us accepting Christ is not in the Scripture. We do not have the option. Grace is irresistible. So thankful. We do not have the option. We don't have any say in the matter on whether or not we are willing to accept Christ. I am so thankful, because I tell you what this wicked, sinful, ruined flesh would do. It would say, I will not have that man reign over me. Thank God. Grace is irresistible. We don't have a say in the matter. We don't have any ability to accept Him. And the reason is because we're dead in our trespasses and sins. Receiving Christ is something that happens to us. Without our say in the matter, without our help in the matter, even without our knowledge of the matter. I received life before I ever knew it. The moment I received life, I was alive. I had no idea. We are notified of it long after the fact. We are notified of salvation. We are notified of the fact that we have received Christ long after the fact. So we don't accept, we receive. And Paul said, as we have received Christ, we stay right there. And all of God's people will tell you, that's a good place to stay. That is a good place to stay. God's people want to stay right there. We want to live right there. We want our walk to be right there. Now, where is it? Where is our walk? And meaning, how have we received Christ? He said, as you have received Christ, walk right there. How have we received Christ? We're going to let the Word answer that for us tonight, all right? First, let's notice that he said in verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. How did we receive Him? We received Him sovereignly. We received Him sovereignly. We received a person, Christ Jesus the Lord. We didn't just receive a doctrine. We didn't just come to a knowledge of election. Election's a wonderful thing all through the Scripture. But we didn't just receive a knowledge of election. We received a person. And the person that we received was a sovereign person. People talk all the time about accepting Jesus. They talk all the time about that. What will you do with Jesus? I don't even know what the word for it is, but when you're put in a position where you have to listen to a man stand up in a pulpit and tell these things, it's just tough to listen to. But men will stand up and ask, you know, what are you going to do with Jesus? And won't you let Jesus? And won't you make Jesus to be whatever it is you want Him to be? Is that who we received? Is that who God's people have received? A man who is better than us, no doubt about it. Better than us, but basically on an equal par with us. Won't you let Jesus? Won't you? No way. Who have we received? Here's the answer. We have received the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the name of the one that we have received. And that's how we received Him. Lord means sovereign. That's what the name means. It means ruler, controller, owner, God. Lord means God. Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Jesus means man. God became, thank God, God became a man. Like in the likeness of us. He didn't take on him the nature of the fallen angels, but he took on the nature of us. That is his name of humiliation. That's why we use that name carefully. That is his name of humiliation. That's what God made himself to be in order to be the Savior of his people. God had to become a man to deal with our sin. The holy God cannot have anything to do with sin but punish it. God had to become a man. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from his sin. Savior. Call his name Jesus because they are going to take him. They're going to take him. Can you imagine man trying, in his mind anyway, to take the holy God? The holy God. God made himself to be something where he could allow sinful, wicked man to take him and to beat him and to mock him and to, in their own eyes, do what they will with him to the point of death. Call his name Jesus because he's going to allow them to do what he already predetermined for them to do. Call his name the Christ because he's the Messiah. Call his name Emmanuel because God is with us. He is the only mediator between God and men. Call him Lord because he's God. Call him Jesus because he's a man. Call him Christ because he's both. He is both. How did we receive him? We received him sovereignly. As the God-man mediator that he is. Paul said, stay right there. Don't ever lose that fear, that holy, reverent fear of who he is. Don't ever become casual with him. Don't ever become flippant with him. Just stay right there. Live right there. Walk in that. Turn with me now to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 8 says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely give. How did we receive the Lord Jesus Christ? We received him freely. Aren't you so thankful there was no price to pay? Not on our behalf. Not on our behalf. We received him freely. We received him sovereignly and freely. It did not cost us anything. It cost him everything. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. It cost him everything. Cost us nothing. We didn't have to produce one work for it. Mercy was great. Grace was free. Paul said, stay right there. Just stay right there. He told the Galatians, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. He's saying, why would you want to go back to the works of the law? He kept telling the Galatians that. Why would you want to go back to the works of the law? For some reason, men and women claim grace. Many will claim grace, but then they want to see proof of that grace by going back to the works of the law. Well, let me prove that by going back to works. Paul said, why would you want to do that? That'd be just like somebody, I thought of this little illustration, and I believe this is pretty accurate. That'd be just like somebody giving you a free car. All right? The Toyota dealership. They're going to give you a free car. And you find out about it and you say, that is amazing. Amazing. Amazing grace that they would do that. That's just wonderful. How wonderful, all right? And then you say, you go out and tell everybody, they gave me a free car. And just to prove to myself and to everybody else that the Toyota dealership gave me a free car, I'm going to go get a job at the Toyota dealership. And I'm going to tell them, don't give me a check, because I'm only going to work here long enough to equal the same amount, to earn the same amount of that car. And as soon as that's done, I'll leave. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that? Is it free or not? Why would you want to go back and work? As you have freely received Christ, stay right there. Do we believe in good works? We love them. One of these days, we're going to live them. But we don't work for salvation. That's free. Our good works are motivated by love. Our Lord said, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come. It's all free. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. I thought God had a chosen people. He does. They're the only ones who are willing to take it freely. Everybody else wants to work for it. What do we have that we have not freely received? Stay right there. Live right there. In our hand, no price we bring. No price we bring. Keep walking in that. Go with me to John 1. John chapter 1, verse 15 says, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now watch this. And of his fullness have all we received. And grace for grace. How did we receive him? In all of his fullness. We didn't receive a little bit of him. We didn't equally divide him. Every one of God's people have received him in all of his fullness. When we received him, we were empty. Totally empty. In ourselves, in our flesh, we are still empty. This is what Paul is saying. Stay right there. In our flesh, we are still empty. Our fullness is his fullness. I don't progress to my own fullness. The way Christ found us, we were empty, lost, helpless sinners. We're still empty, lost, helpless sinners. If we have any fullness, it's his fullness in us. Stay right there. That goes right along with this. Look with me at Mark 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark 10, verse 15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. How did we receive him? As the little children that we are. The little children that we are. As the empty, helpless little children that we are. The Father has hid these things from those who see themselves as being wise and prudent. And he has revealed these things to babes. Paul said, stay right there. Do we realize how educated the Apostle Paul was? He was the only apostle who went to seminary. And before the Lord ever used him, he said, I take every bit of that and I count it all dung and I throw it away. Christ is my wisdom. Christ is my knowledge. Christ is my message. Christ is my all. He said, stay right there. Just walk in that. I'm just a babe. I'm just a babe. I love the fact that Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived on this earth. And the Lord asked him, you tell me what you want and I'll give it to you. And this was Solomon's response. He said, I am but a little child. I'm but a little child. This great king. And he said, I'm asking that you would just give me wisdom to know how to lead your people. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you that and I'm going to give you everything else too. But that's how he started. I'm just a little child. That's how all of God's people received Christ, saying, I need you to lead me. I need you to lead me. If the Lord allows me to become old and gray, I'm going to be at the mercy of the Lord, leading me, feeding me, clothing me, teaching me, everything me. Just a little child saying, please don't leave me alone. Stay right there. Stay right there. Let me show you two more. And I want to put these two together. Go with me to Luke 19. Luke 19, verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. That's how all of God's people receive him. Joyfully. Why? It's because when they receive him, they receive the knowledge of this right here. Go with me to Isaiah 40. All of them receive him joyfully. Because when they receive him, they receive the knowledge of this right here. Isaiah 40. Verse 1, it says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. 4, she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. How have we received him? Abundantly. Abundantly. We have received a double portion. We've received a double portion to the point that our cup is running over. Our cup really is running over. with his goodness, the grace, where our sin has abounded, his grace has much more abounded, just abundantly. Paul said, for the comfort of your heart, for the assurance of your mind, for the thanksgiving of your soul. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever get away from that. He said, don't let anything veer you away from the rest and the peace that you have from receiving Christ. Having faith in Christ, standing firm in Christ. He said in our text, he said, don't fall for philosophy. That's the study of knowledge. Don't fall for philosophy. He said, don't fall for vain deceit. Whenever, you know, vain is I, deceit is lies. Well, I know it says this, but I think, he said, don't fall for that. If it's not God's word, it's a lie. Let God be true, let every man be a liar, including this one, starting with this one. Paul said, don't fall for the tradition of men. Tradition has ruined religion and worship. And don't fall for the tradition of men. He said, don't fall for the rudiments of the world, the ordinances and elements and rituals. And stay on Christ. Stay on Christ and your heart will be fully blessed, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Stay right there. All right. Brother Dwight, you come.